We've got Anna Richards here in the studio heading up the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP with MLK Day just around the corner. We're not going to talk with you again next week because it'll be right after Christmas. So starting to look ahead to 2018. But there's a holiday party tonight, right, for Empowerment?
Right. Empowerment's doing their annual community holiday party at Hargrave starting at 6:30. And you know, that's a really important event for the community, and especially this year, in talking with Dolores Bailey, who heads up Empowerment, she shared that a lot of the families are feeling real financial stress this year and not really sure about how much Christmas and holiday gift giving they'll be able to give. So it's a time of year where I know personally I'm always looking to adopt a family or support some of the campaigns out there, and I think it's a really important thing for us to remember at this time of year. So
yeah, so that's coming up tonight at the Hargrave Center. What time?
6:30 tonight.
6:30. Okay.
6:30 tonight.
All right, and then MLK Day just around the corner in less than a month as we get into 2018.
Exactly.
So what are planned for that?
So we, the NAACP, has traditionally had a program on the MLK Day, which this year is January 15th. We start out the day with a rally at 9 o'clock at Peace and Justice, and we have Pierce Freeland from Durham,
yeah.
It's going to be our speaker. We're trying that morning session to kind of have a youth focus. So the UNC NAACP branch, along with our youth council, are heading that up. And so we are excited to have one of our young future leaders here in the Triangle speaking with us. And then we walk from Peace and Justice Plaza in a march over to First Baptist Church. And this year, we usually get there. It'll be about 10:30 or so when we get there. But immediately upon arrival, we're going to have a coffee and conversation asking folks to join in discussing the question, so 50 years, where are we? Are we where we thought we'd be? 2018 marks 50 years since the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. And then at 11 o'clock, we'll go upstairs at the church and have our an ecumenical service in honor of Dr. King. And excited this year because we have our newly formed NAACP Religious Affairs Committee putting that program together. And we've got a number of different faith leaders involved in that program. And Senator Valerie Fouché will be our keynote speaker at that event. So that's really a morning from 9 to about 12:30. And we're really hoping a lot of people have that day off. So hoping that they'll come and spend the morning with us and then go out and do some volunteer service work in the afternoon.
Because it's a day on, right?
Not
a day off. Yep.
That's right.
Speaking
with
Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. So we'll probably talk about this in a couple of weeks because we'll see you again at the very beginning of the year. But what do you think the theme should be for 2018? What of all of the things that we could and should be prioritizing, obviously when it comes to priorities, there's 50 things that you want to focus on. What should be the theme that we should be focusing
on
for next year?
Focus for 2018 has to be the midterm elections. So much is riding on whether or not we have a exercisable democracy on so many different levels, the state and national level. This question of balance and fairness, I think it's I think in danger as we look at this Republican one party, I'll say, either way, Democrat or Republican, but one party rule where we have the House, the Senate, the presidency, and this remarkable number of judges that have been appointed, 12, which is several times more than any other first-year president appointment to the judiciary. One could argue that perhaps even the judicial branch is being weighted towards one point of view mm-hmm. or the other. So I think 2018 elections have to be the focus, and it's going to be, I think, in some ways a referendum on what's happened over the last year.
Referendum on a whole bunch of things, right?
A whole
right?
bunch of
yeah.
things. Whole
I was,
bunch of things.
Blake Hodge is our news director. We were talking with him earlier while we were listening to the end of the women's basketball game. He came in, has been following the news on online, on social media. And this is, I think, an initial report, so I don't know exactly how true this is. But if it's true, this would be remarkable and incredible and a whole bunch of other adjectives as well. The recount for a
yes.
House of Delegates seat in Virginia, did you
yes.
hear about this too?
Yes.
I haven't mentioned this on the air yet, but recount for a House of Delegates seat in Virginia. Apparently the Democrat won this by a single vote.
A single vote.
And that is enough to create a 50-50 split in the Virginia House of Delegates with a Democratic governor, which that one vote actually flips control of the entire Virginia state government
yep.
from one side to the other.
Yep.
I always talk with my, when I teach American government, I always talk with my students that it's important to vote, but it's as important to encourage a whole bunch of your friends to vote, to
right.
get out and to be actively
right.
engaged, because it is uncommon for your one vote to make a difference. It is not unheard of.
It is not unheard
yeah.
of. And this is a huge
yeah.
event.
Like, usually it's a
this
small
a
town
yeah,
with 50 people voting.
The state of Virginia,
yeah.
this is huge. And, you know, my mantra since the election is that we have to vote because elections have consequences
yeah.
and our vote counts. And
yeah.
it really does matter. And when I heard that, I was, it's a little mind-boggling.
Yeah. I'm gonna wait to get confirmation on that, but man, my my lecture on elections is gonna be a little bit different in
That's
the spring
right.
than it is in the fall.
That's right.
So locally, 2018 on the state level, focusing on the midterm elections, national level midterm elections. Locally, what should be our number one goal? Of the many that we should have.
That's in some ways that's tough.
Yeah.
But I think. In our state, and this has a impact on a lot of people, is trying to figure out some of these programs that are quietly being cut and done away with.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is this unfunded mandate of classroom size by the General Assembly is having huge ramifications for our local school districts. And so again, I think even with the tax bill, which we talked a lot about previously, the impact of some of these small changes, they appear to be small.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to start seeing some of those in 18, but locally the unfunded mandate in classrooms, I think, is going to have a huge effect on our school districts and how we can afford to get there. There's less and less money available.
Yep. Chapel Hill Carborough, naacp.wordpress.com is the Chapel Hill Carborough branch's website. Go there and find out more, or just Google Chapel Hill NAACP. It'll come right up. Honor Richards, thank you so much. I won't see you for the rest of this year, so Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everyone.